Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's horsepower holiday.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This weekend, the number of people in the northwest Ohio city of Bowling Green is expected to practically double for a world-class competition. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports on the farming machinery that has fans flocking.
Each year, 60,000 people fill the grandstands at the Wood County Fairgrounds. Instead of wearing jerseys and shouting team names, the fans rep John Deere trucker hats and holler about horsepower.
Who's ready for truck and tractor pulling?
This weekend marks the 58th year of the National Tractor Pulling Championships, where people from all over the world bring their tractors to pull heavy sleds in a low-mileage but high-octane show of competition. Dave Schultz helped organize the event. He says the competition completely transforms the Northwest Ohio town.
For 3 days a year, we turn the city of Bowling Green, Ohio, into Pulltown, USA.
Schultz says tractor pulling competitions are relatively simple. It's not about how fast your tractor can go or how impressive its engines look.
You're going against a tape measure. How far can you pull?
At last year's competition, a yellow tractor decorated with horse decals revved up to find out.
Jeff Rose kicks us off here out of Glen Cove, Minnesota in the Giddy Up Ride.
The tricked out tractor looks nothing like the ones that mosey through Ohio's farm fields. Giddy Up has three modified engines equipped with supercharged blowers. Its front wheels fly off the ground in a tractor version of popping a wheelie as it pulls a massive weighted sled. The farther the tractor travels, the heavier its load gets. Smoke and dust mingle in the air as the machinery sputters out hundreds of feet from its start.
Mr. Rose bends the throttle. Big time, 347 and 3.
Some tractors in this class can pull 40,000 pounds, or the weight of several adult elephants. The competition has gotten bigger over the years, but it's a tradition that's been around since the late 19th century.
I had somebody ask, so when was the first tractor pull? I said, probably about 5 minutes after they built the second tractor.
The Northwestern Ohio Tractor Pullers Association raised the stakes by establishing the championship title in 1967. It's a big deal, not just in Bowling Green, but around the world. A couple competitors are shipping their tractors all the way from the Netherlands to participate in this year's championships. Schultz says it's like the World Series in baseball or the Indy 500 for racing. But for Port Clinton puller Jeff Hurt, it feels even bigger than that.
I've never played football and that, but I guess in my eyes, it's kind of like the guys that walk out on the field at the Super Bowl. When you stand in front of that many people, that many people come to watch you, and the lights, it's just a different feeling on that track.
Much like the Super Bowl, a coveted ring is on the line. Hurt has pulled since he was in high school. The 45-year-old farmer has placed second many times at the national champs, but this year he's hopeful he can come home with some jewelry.
That would be a very humbling moment. I've tried a lot of years to do it. There's been a lot of people work real hard to do it and earn it, and it's a big honor to get it.
For Schultz, it doesn't matter who winds up in the winner's circle. He's just proud to be a part of an event that's become a beacon for pulling fans across the country.
I'm going to enjoy every single minute while it's here, but then as soon as it's over, I'm ready for the next one to start.
The 3-day competition wraps up on Saturday. That night, Schultz says he'll start planning for 2026. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.